Prayer from the Collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Deliverance.
Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. Praise the name of the Lord. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
In the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ,
who has authority over all flesh.
We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just and true are his works. We call upon the Lord God of hosts to work deliverance in your life. May the arrow of the Lord's deliverance strike your heart and pull down the strongholds of your mind, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Likewise to all of your people, that your beloved may be delivered. Save, O Lord, with your right hand, and hear us. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, an everlasting light, the God of patience and comfort deliver you and your people from anything that binds you. Lift the heavy burdens from your shoulders, bring you and your people out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and break your chains in pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fountain of living waters, may you and your people be set free. If Jesus, the Son, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Let you and yours stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May the Lord have mercy on you and your house, for you and your people are weak. Let the Lord who heals, heal you and your house. May you and your family fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you and yours from the hand of all your enemies. On every side you shall dwell in safety. He will lift you and your house above those who rise against you, and deliver you and your people from the man who would destroy you and your house, from the hand of the enemy, and from the ambush along the road. For the Lord, the God of recompense, has seen your affliction. He has heard your cry, and he knows your sorrows. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, our high tower. In Christ we pray that El Roi, the God who sees, will deliver you and yours away from the hands of the enemy and from those who persecute you. Bring you and your family from the hand of all who oppress you. Deliver you and your house from the hands of those who would plunder you. Deliver you and your people from those who hate you. Save you and yours from all those who persecute you. Bring you and your people out of the house of bondage, and deliver you and your house from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. May the Lord turn away all ungodliness, and deliver you and your house from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, and from the seductress who flatters with her words. May the Most High God deliver you and yours from being drawn toward death, and hold you back from stumbling to the slaughter. According to his abundant mercies, may the Lord deliver you and your house from the hand of those who would curse you, and turn their curse into blessing. May the Father of righteousness set you and your people free from their magic charms, tear off their veils, and deliver you and your house out of their hand, that you shall no longer be as prey in their hand. We pray that the Just One will deliver you and your house from the hand of the wicked, and redeem you and your people from the grip of the terrible. They may fight against you and your house, but they shall not prevail. The Lord is with you to deliver you.
on every side. You and your people shall dwell in safety. May the Lord deliver you and yours out of all your troubles and give you and your family favor and wisdom. Your life shall be as a prize to you because you have put your trust in the Lord. May your life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may he deliver you and your house out of all your tribulation. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength, in whom you shall trust, let your Redeemer deliver your soul from death, deliver your feet from falling, that you and your people may walk before God in the light of the living. For the Lord God is the tower of your salvation, and he shows mercy to his anointed and to your descendants forevermore. The Lord God will contend with those who contend with you and your house, and he will save your children. The Lord God is your hiding place. He shall preserve you from trouble. He shall surround you with songs of deliverance. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. For he is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible. In his name, you and yours have been redeemed. You have been called by name, and you belong to the Lord. When you and your people pass through the waters, God will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you and your family. When you and your people walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For he is the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, your Redeemer. The Lord will purify you and your house, and purge you and your people, that you may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Though you and your house may be hard pressed on every side, you will not be crushed. Though you and your people may be perplexed, you will not despair. You and yours may be persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in your body. Though you and your people shall go through fire and through water, the Lord will bring you and your family out to rich fulfillment. For the Lord has granted to you and your house that you, being delivered from the hand of the enemy, might serve him without fear, in the newness of the Spirit, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life. That you and your children shall learn from Jesus Christ, and you will find rest for your souls. For Jesus' yoke is easy, and his burden is light. God has lovingly delivered your souls from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all your sins behind his back. You and your people have been upheld by him from birth. He has carried you from the womb, even to your old age, even to gray hairs he will carry you. Where you and yours have sinned, may you return to God with all your heart, with all your soul, and he will hear from heaven, his dwelling place, your prayer and your supplications, and maintain your cause and forgive you and your house. God has delivered you and your family from the power of darkness and translated you and your people into the kingdom of the Son of his love. May the life of Jesus be manifested in your mortal flesh. Grace to you and your house and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins, that he might deliver you from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, in Christ we pray that wisdom will enter your hearts and knowledge is pleasant to your souls. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil. According to the faith of God's elect, in Christ we pray that you and your people will get wisdom and understanding, that you and yours will embrace the wisdom of the Lord, and it shall exalt you and your house, promote you and your people, and bring honor to you and your family. The Lord's wisdom will place on your heads an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. The Lord redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Through knowledge, you and your family shall be delivered. Your righteousness will deliver you from death and trouble, and your posterity will be delivered. In Christ we pray that your thoughts are right and your mouth is upright, that you and your family will walk wisely, that you and your people are humble. For the Lord is your lamp, and God lightens your darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, your buckler,
In Christ we pray that you and your people are true witnesses who deliver souls. In Jesus' name, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we pray that you and your people be not afraid of their faces, for God is with you to deliver you. He has put his words in your mouth and has covered you and your house with the shadow of his hand. In Christ we pray that you and your family will warn the wicked of his wickedness, and the righteous that they should not sin, and your souls shall be delivered. The Lord shall reward you and your house according to your righteousness, according to the cleanness of your hands. He will recompense you and your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Christ of God, we ask that the Lord will stand with you and yours and strengthen you, so that the message might be preached fully through you and your people, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified in you and your house, that you and your family be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. The Lord is faithful. He will establish you and your house and guard you and your family from the evil one. The Lord will deliver you and your house from every evil work and preserve you and your people for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the breath of the Almighty, let Jehovah Raha, the Lord your shepherd, deliver your household and deliver you and your people into a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Nissa, the Lord your banner and your victory, may walk in the midst of your camp to deliver you and yours and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore, let your camp be holy, that God may not see an unclean thing in you and your house and turn away from you. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous branch, that you and your family will possess your birthright, your inheritance, that little by little God will drive them out from before you and your people until you are increased and you inherit the land. In Christ we pray that you and your family will make no covenant with the unholy, nor with their gods, neither shall you and your people serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto you and your house. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that your Father that is in heaven will not lead you into temptation, but deliver you from the evil one. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down. May the Lord deliver your life from the wicked with his sword and with his hand from men. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Let the Lord deliver you and your people out of the mouth of the lion. May the Lord therefore be judge, and judge between you and the evil one, and see and plead your cause, and deliver you and your people from his hand. The Lord is your rock and your fortress, your deliverer, your God, your strength in whom you shall trust, your shield and the horn of your salvation, your stronghold. Blessed be you and your family of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High. As for God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Now may God, we pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to this prayer. Heed our prayer because we put our trust in you. We give thanks to your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever.
As a fellow soldier, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.